Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Yeah. You know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC. Yeah.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Accessories.
Oh, man.
Hello again, Utah fans. We are back. Here we are. I'll say right now, I do apologize for the way I sound. We're just going to have to live with it. We didn't want to wait any longer.
I apologize for the way that I'm sounding tonight.
I know.
Very husky.
I'm sorry.
Go Utes.
It is what it is, but thank you for being with us. I was thinking about this the other day. This is our third season doing this little show of ours.
Wow.
But I do feel like
I guess that's true. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 2019 was our first season doing it, and then, you know, last year, whatever. But this year is our first year doing YouTube. So thank you to all of you who've joined with us this year. It's been fun. It's been really fun to interact with a lot of you, to meet a bunch of you. We had some people staying in our hotel in California that listen, so that was fun.
It's true.
So thank you for joining with us. Please continue to follow us, subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe. You know, give us some thumbs up.
We'll keep doing stuff throughout the off season. Probably not once a week, but
we'll do stuff.
I can't be
around the NFL playoffs because the Raiders are getting in, baby.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? Well,
I got a conspiracy theory to float at you here. You ready for this? So a coworker of mine informed me that both the Raiders, and the Chargers play this weekend. Mm-hmm. Winner of that game's in the playoffs.
I've heard this conspiracy theory, I think.
So, but before that game, Jacksonville plays Indy. And if by some crazy thing, Jacksonville beats Indy, then if the Raiders and Chargers tied,
They're both in.
Or they could just come out to the midfield and be like, hey, we're all kind of sick, right? Yeah, cancel the game. We're both in the playoffs. Screw that. I want the Chargers out, but now, there you go.
There you have it. All right.
No, I'd be okay with that because then they don't have to play and then the Raiders don't have to screw it up.
Because they're not going to. I've been down this road so many times.
I know. I can't get my hopes up.
Negativity.
Okay.
I can't get my hopes up.
All right. We're going down a wrong rabbit hole. Let's bring it back. Bring it back.
We're
going
to talk about the Rose Bowl.
Mm.
It was wonderful.
So, okay. Here we are a week out.
A week after.
How are you? Give me your general feel, your feeling.
I'm great.
About it.
I'm great. I really am. When I think about it, it makes me happy. I'm kind of in awe of what the whole thing was. But I'm
cool.
I'm great.
What about you, James?
I feel the same way. It's kind of a weird, and I feel like this is the general feeling for most Utah fans, like on social media and people I talk to. Most people aren't disappointed. It's like this, yeah, obviously we would have loved to have won, but the whole experience, the atmosphere, the game, I feel pretty good about it. Obviously, winning would have been incredible, but I came back and thought, you know, I would, if you had told me beforehand exactly how it would have played out, I still would have gone. I still would have done the whole thing.
I had somebody, though, because Utah Athletics put out a video today, which is
cried. I mean, it got me emotional.
And I commented saying, such an amazing day. And someone replied to me and said, I need some of that positivity because I'm still having a really hard time with it. But so she was kind of saying to me, like, I need to understand why you're so positive about it. I mean, yes, I would have liked a different outcome, but, and we're going to get all into it, we went toe-to-toe with Ohio State. So I feel really good about what it was.
I mean, you used the word disappointed. No, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed because it was so close, and I'm disappointed we lost and all of that. However, yeah, I'm not devastated by it. I'm doing fine because, first of all, that was a great football game. That was a fun football game, and it wasn't garbage football. No. A lot of points. It was like
it
talent.
Was a great game.
I mean, I feel bad that it could have gone our way. Reality is we could have won. We didn't. Congratulations to Ohio State. Freaking, they deserved it. It was a great game. But, I wish we could have done it. But, no, I'm not no, I feel good. I'm okay.
You know, I got to say, I actually, traditionally, I hate Ohio State. I always have for no good reason.
Sorry to, I know there's.
No. Listen up. I have.
Listen. He's turning a new leaf.
Here, I will say Jessica. This. We had some interaction. I had some Ohio State fans right in front of us. And then a couple direct, I don't know why they were in the Utah section, but they were right on me. Very nice people, very respectful. I had great interactions with a bunch of Ohio State fans. They have not converted me, but they've gained a little bit of respect. I am very surprised because I've been in those situations where you lose and they gloat, they're in your face, and then you walk out and you hate them even more. It's almost the opposite for me. They were very good fans. I'm not going to cheer for Ohio State. Well, but,
and I haven't heard anyone that had a negative experience. Uh-uh. All that I've heard is this, kind of the same experience that we had. I mean, yeah, okay. They were celebrating at the end, which of course you would, but no one was an a-hole.
No.
We've been in some places where people are a-holes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was pleasantly surprised in that aspect.
Bottom line is, I'm okay. I mean, I'm just glad we had a great football game.
It was a great game. That's the kind of game that if you're not a fan of either team, you just sit down and you're just entertained.
I said that to my husband. Think about the last time, because I turn on the Rose Bowl every year.
I never make it all the way through it.
No. When was the last time you sat and watched the entire Rose Bowl? Because the last few years, it's been a crap game. Pac-12 team has always been just getting killed, so you turn it off. Nobody was turning that game
I don't know.
Off.
I can't remember every year, but there's been some great Rose Bowl games.
This has been...
Not recently, though.
Yeah, this, I think, would probably be in the top three Rose Bowl games that I can ever think of.
Well, it was reflected in the viewership. I'm sure many of you have seen. It was, 16.6 million people were watching, which is...
In the fourth quarter or whatever it was.
I mean, records were set, so I think that speaks to the fact that this was one of the best Rose Bowl games in the last few years.
J.J. Watt was tweeting about it. I know. How sweet is that?
It was great.
So, obviously I'm bummed we didn't win. It was there for the taking, and the Utes played about as good as I could have ever hoped for them to play in a lot of ways. But we came up short, which sucks. But, you know, next year we'll win it. So
here's the fact is we all know that Ohio State had a bunch of opt-outs, receivers, offensive linemen, I think D linemen, whatever. So
one O-lineman, one D-lineman, and a couple of receivers.
Some, guys can be in the NFL. So I get it. They had to deal with that, and props to them. What wasn't talked about as much is that Utah's secondary was depleted. Now, the reality is we had our running back was playing corner.
Yeah, Bernard, who by the way, has never played corner his entire life, comes out and he's playing cornerback against
Ohio State. I thought he played in high school for
I listened to a thing he put out today that he never played corner.
Be that as it may, we had to put our running back, so he's playing both ways.
That's where I couldn't believe it.
He was our corner. Phillips played, and him. We didn't have any backups to it because everyone, what it was is we had all these injuries. And is it Mata'ale or Mata'ale? He's typically our nickel
corner.
Nickel, and he played a lot, but we just didn't have our full.
There was no depth
contingency
at all.
In the secondary because of all the injuries. And so I'm not saying it's an excuse in any way because Ohio State had to deal with stuff. The fact is Utah had to deal with stuff. Both were factors. Ohio State came out on top on that. Good congrats to them, but you know, well, it wasn't our secondary of the whole year, that is for sure. Now, first of all, I will say this though, two things with Bernard, props to him. I mean, I've watched the game. Did he get burned a few times?
Yeah,
but you know what? It wasn't all him. If you just analyze touchdowns and corners and what happened and whatever, it wasn't all Bernard, to be honest with you. So, but the guy comes up against the number one offense in the country for his first time playing corner ever against some of the most talented guys and fast guys. And, yeah, he got exploited, but he held his own at times. So, anyway, well done, Bernard. Now, I'm going to say this about Jackson Smith, Enigma.
Enigma?
Enigma. No,
Njigba.
Their receiver?
There's, yeah.
Number 11?
Njigba. Njigba.
Come play for the Raiders.
No, what I was going to say, he wore a towel with
22.
With 22 on it.
At the heart, 22, and then their initials.
For Ty and Aaron.
Yeah.
That was pretty incredible.
Props to him. I thought that was classy. Now, I didn't know it at the time because I couldn't see the detail of it and didn't know it until after the game. I mean, he lit us up, but you know what? I find that to be very classy. So
absolutely. I have to say about Bernard, and again, when the game was going on, you miss a lot, but then as I've rewatched it, I mean, the fact that he played both sides.
And special teams.
Yeah. He scored a touchdown, caught a touchdown pass.
Which, that touchdown pass, by the way, was filthy.
Unbelievable. Catch. That he had the endurance to, he played the entire game. And like you said, okay, yeah, he got burned a couple times. But what I have loved the most about it, I've become a huge Bernard fan at the last few days because he has had so much fun with it. If you've seen on social media, he's laughing at himself. There's a guy on social media that does like these post-game
film review
things, and they're funny, and he roasts Bernard. So Bernard has like reposted it and made fun of it, and he just keeps yelling, I play running back.
He made a shirt that just says, I play running back now.
But he's having fun with it, and I think he gained so much respect, not just from Utah fans, but I think nationally, that he's never played corner, and like you said, he had to cover the guy who set Rose Bowl records. Yeah. In the game.
Smith and Jigba.
And he stayed with
him.
He'll
be in the NFL.
I mean.
Oh.
Probably Harrison will be in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's a freshman. Your other. Okay, anyway, let's do this. Let's just kind of go through the game. Don't have to belabor a bunch of stuff, but just talk about some key things. So the first quarter, the Utes went up 14-0. We basically dominated the first quarter. We won the first quarter.
I missed both of those touchdowns.
But
how?
So
I was, okay, I just need to rant for just 2 seconds. For just 2 seconds.
He's so annoyed that we're not,
I'm just
following his precise schedule.
No. We'll get to it, but this is part of it. I missed the first two touchdowns because I was waiting in line at the dang concessions. No. Those lines, I've never seen anything like it.
That's why you just don't do it.
I needed a Diet Coke, damn it.
You take it in.
I didn't think about it. Anyways.
That's your fault.
I get the Rose Bowl is iconic and all of that. They ran out of cups as we were standing in line.
And that was the first quarter.
5 minutes into the first quarter, they ran out of cups.
That's terrible planning.
So So anyways, I missed the two first touchdowns, but I have gone back and rewatched it. But I could hear everyone cheering, which was very exciting. But I was stuck in line like a million others of you because we were all stuck in line together because they were just so slow. There's my rant.
Appreciate that. Very, very good.
Yeah, we can get back on. That
was good. I'm just saying it was 14-0. Now, we always think, I mean, there were a lot of key plays during the game that obviously would change the outcome. And a lot of times we'll just remember the end of the game. Of some key plays, but what's interesting is I rewatched the game. So it was 14-0, and Ohio State had not got going yet.
No,
like they got going. It was 14-0 for the Utes, and it was on our side of the field. It was 3rd and 8. Maybe it'll spark your memory here, but it was 3rd and 8 for Ohio State.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Okay. Stroud goes back to throw, nothing there. He runs, he gets a first down. The next play, this long throw, and I think it's to, is it Egbuka?
I have no idea.
I think
idea.
That's how his receiver. It was along the sideline. So they get the first down. They would have punted.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get the first down and we get the ball, we're already up 14-0 and we're moving the ball. They get it, he runs and gets a first down. He then makes the next play. It's this long throw. I don't know the yards, but it was down the sideline, a perfect throw. And I think they reviewed it. It was like 1 foot just barely in. Uh-huh. Perfect throw, perfect catch, boom.
They had a bunch of those where their receivers made catches that I don't care who is playing corner on them.
You can't.
You can't defend it. They had 4 or 5 of those where you kind of go, okay, you just give it to them because there's just nothing you can do. Yeah. That's just how their offense is.
But so they get this first down in the very next play. They moved it like 30 or 40 yards on a play.
Yeah.
But then all the plays that happened, but then it became in that same drive, which was the first quarter. We were up 14-0. They get it, and then it was fourth down at the 25. So mm-hmm. It was a fourth down and a half a yard at the 25. If they don't get it, we get it.
Yeah.
See, stuff like this, and what happens? TD.
Touchdown pass.
To Marvin Harrison Jr., and it's 14-7. Okay? As I was watching, I just thought, you know, the way the game was at the time and the way Utah was just able to score, Ohio State came through with some big plays, but they, if one of those are stopped.
It's timely. It was all
you
timely.
You never know. I'm just saying. But then we responded. We had a drive, and that's where Thomas scored. But then Ohio State responded, and that was like a 50-yard.
Well, they scored like.
In Jigba.
Boom, boom, boom. Like. Two plays, one play, two plays.
Bomb, 50-yarder, dude.
Quote-unquote drives.
Yeah, it was like
okay,
two plays.
Okay, so then it's 21-14, but then it's the kickoff.
Yeah.
And that's when Covey freaking ran it in. It's an amazing
like
series
carrying
of
carrying one of our own players on his back for 5 yards.
I know. That we was crashed funny. Into each other.
So it's 28-14 again.
Also, when you rewatch that, and I know after that happened and they had a couple injured players, but when you rewatch that,
broke his ankle.
All the Ohio State guys are just like crashing into each other, yeah. And then here comes Covey, just bing,
pops out
straight.
And
outrun
him. I'm impressed with his speed. So yeah. So then the Covey scores.
Very.
You're
exciting.
Going all right up again by 2 scores, but Ohio State gets the ball. I don't know exactly in the sequence, but a 50-yarder roughly to Njigba again for a touchdown.
Yep.
And now it's 21-28.
That dude had 347 yards receiving. That's like video game numbers.
That's when Marcus plays.
That's when Marcus plays Madden.
NCAA.
You go up, hey, what's the score? 79-0, and your receiver's got 600 yards.
It is.
So it's 21-28. And that's when it's fourth down. I can't remember how many yards, a couple yards or whatever. And Cam Rising kept the ball.
Spins out
spins
of it.
Spins out and runs
scores
60
a touchdown.
He spins. If you scores. Look.
I think it was a broken play.
It was. The exchange was all messed up.
And then he.
But he gets hit and he spins like the wrong way.
Yeah, he spins inwards.
He spins into the guy. And then all of a sudden he pops out and you can tell it's just.
He's like, wait, I'm out.
And just.
Took off.
Gone.
Touchdown. Yeah. That put us up 35-21. Then, if you remember, Okay, then if you remember after that, it's 35-21 coming down to the end of the first quarter. Another slant to Njigba.
This is still the first quarter?
For half.
I was going to say, this isn't the first quarter.
He's going. He burned Phillips.
No, he burned Bernard.
And Phillips came into play.
Well, however it was, but how that, I don't know how, I'm not sure about that. Because it was a slant. Phillips would be on the other side.
Yeah, but Phillips is the one that
Phillips came up to him, punched the ball out. He's going in to score. Stopped a touchdown.
It was on the 3-yard line. He fumbled it.
With a great play. And
Bishop recovered it in the touchdown.
Here's another big series that it's hard to you just don't remember. But Utah then got the ball.
Yeah.
And they moved the ball. There's 40 seconds left. It's third down. I think we're at the 30-yard line, roughly.
Our own 30-yard line.
Their 30.
Their 30-yard
line. We had moved the ball. It was 40 seconds left, roughly. It was third down. We went for it. Didn't get it. I'm thinking of a different one.
So I just rewatched the play, by the way. It wasn't Phillips getting burned. It was just blown coverage. He ran kind of like up the seam.
It was on his side.
It was on his side, but it wasn't his responsibility.
Yeah, but then he caught up to him.
He caught up to him from
behind.
Line,
he stopped the touchdown is what I'm trying to say.
You watch him catch up to him?
Oh, yeah, I'm watching it right now. It's amazing.
Insane.
But we had, it was third down, and we were at the 30-yard line. And if you remember the throw by Rising, it was low. Catchable, but low. And Kincaid couldn't pick it up.
Yeah.
Didn't get it and dropped it. So we were actually moving with 40 seconds left. We possibly could have got another score or at least a field goal or something, but we didn't. That was the end of the half. So it was 35-21 at half. So really when you look at the whole first half, Utah won the first half.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Do you remember what you were thinking, though, at the halftime?
Vividly.
What were your thoughts at that point?
Having watched how their offense had picked up so much steam and momentum, I was really nervous. Because the Ohio State offense is what we had talked about in the past of what we were afraid that Oregon offense could be. That they could put up 28 points in a quarter like that. That is what Ohio State offense has been all year. They're the best offense in college football. So I was really uncomfortable. The lead, what were we up? By 2 scores? It wasn't enough for me. I was happy, I was excited, but I still was not in a comfortable spot.
Wasn't Keithy's injury in the first half?
Mm-mm. No.
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
I can't remember exactly. It could have been. I don't think so. But anyway.
I don't know. Halftime, I think I was... Not that I was... Well, I guess I kind of was in shock, but just that we... The back and forth and that we kept... scoring. I mean, we just kept doing it. I wasn't super nervous at that point. I guess maybe I should have been, but I was just enjoying what I was watching because it was crazy how many different ways we had already scored at that point.
Yeah, it was wild, but the second half was wild too. I mean, I felt like we needed to just keep scoring, but it wasn't the same. So the third quarter starts, and Ohio State is moving the ball, but if you recall, they threw it into the end zone and Phillips picked it off.
He made such a good play on that.
If you watch it, he should never have thrown the ball. Stroud should never have thrown it because Phillips had great coverage. Anyway, he picked it off.
Phillips, I don't know if his stats are amazing for the game, but he had an awesome game. I mean, the two things we just talked about, the punching it out, and then he had the interception. Both of those were touchdowns. And he prevented both of those. Mm-hmm. So in my eyes, he had a really good game.
He had a great game.
He did, though. I don't know how they graded out. Those things are, of course, are fantastic.
Yeah.
But there were a few times everybody gets burned a little bit when you play Ohio State.
Well, and he's a freshman.
He's still a young dude. But anyway, that was a big play. Utah gets the ball. The problem is.
Oh, this is this.
The problem is.
This was the change in the game right here.
We got the ball. It was 3 and out.
3 and out.
And we're going to punt the ball. The dude drops it. They get it.
And they scored.
Harrison score.
That was the play that changed the game for me right there. Yeah, I know the pick. Offensively, we should have been able to do something there. But to fumble it and give them the ball right back at the 10-yard line, that's what that was like, okay. That changed everything right there.
So they scored off of it, which made it 35-28. It's just, I mean, things like that.
Yeah,
But we got the ball back after that. We moved the ball, and we got down to the 10-yard line, or close to it, something like that, and we couldn't score. And we ended up with a field goal. So we got points. It's 38-28 at the time. But if you think about it, from that point on, we only scored 7 points.
Yep. We scored one more
time. We only scored 10 points.
In the whole second half.
Second half. Yep. That's what surprised me most of all. But so we scored 3, and we didn't score again until late in the fourth at 10. So, and Ohio State, in comparison, so we scored 7 from this point. They scored 20 from this point, and that's why they won the game. But after the field goal, if you remember, so Ohio State gets the ball. I think they drove all the way from the 10-yard line, their 10. So it was a long drive. They get down, and I don't know where they were on our side of the ball, and they threw it. Remember when Reed had it in his
right
hand?
Right through his hands.
And he dropped
zone.
It.
In the end zone. Yeah.
Would have killed the drive.
Yeah.
He missed it. He ended up only getting...
So they score a field goal after
field
that?
Field goal. Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't remember, but I do remember he had it in his hands.
It touched his hands.
That it stopped score. It stopped the score. I mean, little things like that add up. But they got 3 out of it, 3 out of it, so it's 38-31 at that point. So when you look at it, Ohio State won the third quarter 10-3. That's the points of the third quarter. A lot of stuff going on. The fourth quarter, that's where Ohio State scored 17. We scored 7. It's the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And here's and then Utes had the ball. This is where we were on the 30. It was third and like 4 or something. Didn't get it. Fourth down. We went for it. And it was that short pass to Keithy, kind of out.
And
he just didn't have the mobility because he had an ankle injury, and they stopped us.
Yeah.
So we didn't get a field goal. And if we, you know, we convert that, which typically we would have, who knows? But we got stopped. And then Ohio State got the ball, and in that series, again, another huge gain to Njigba. I think it was like 50 yarders. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was a large gain. Then it was 3rd and 3 at the 5. They had the ball 3rd and 3 at the 5, end up scoring a touchdown to Harrison at the 10-minute mark of the fourth, 38-38. And that was on Phillips. I'm not criticizing, but that's reality. So the ebb and flow of it, as you watched it happen, we just couldn't keep up with the scoring where I thought we would be able to. We left stuff out there, and we had our chances, like when it's third or it's fourth.
We had opportunities.
We had the opportunity. So now it's freaking tied. I remember that happened going, okay, whatever. We got the ball, so now let's go. Let's get the lead again.
And then what happened?
And then what happens? That was right in front of us too, man. Rising gets smashed.
Went stiff board.
You know, I admire his effort, his extra efforts, but there's sometimes you just got to go down, man. Because he was so off balance at that. He kept fighting and fighting, and so he's so off balance, and then he just gets whiplashed. And so now it's whatever, a 2nd and 17 or whatever, but... Think about it. So who comes into the game? I thought it was going to be
Jackson. I think everybody.
I don't know. I still don't know why Jackson didn't come in.
He was dressed.
Yeah, he was warming up with the other dude, but the other dude had his helmet on, throwing the ball, and I'm going, wait.
Barnes, I turned to you and I said, what is his name? I didn't even know his name.
Honestly, I had no idea.
Then who it was?
No idea.
I'm sorry, but you get thrown in.
I have to give this guy props.
Set it up first. Bryson Barnes.
So if those who don't know, he was a walk-on from a one-star school.
Milford,
Utah. Last year, he's a freshman. Last year, he's throwing touchdown passes against Beaver and Fillmore. And now his first college experience is, go in at the Rose Bowl.
He handed the ball off Ohio a couple State. Of times, like once in Weber State. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
But you
know, he had never thrown a pass in college football.
And you're going in the Rose Bowl tied with Ohio State.
With Ohio State.
I mean, come on.
And I remember looking at you when Rising went off.
I thought it was tied up.
And it was like,
that's it.
And I was thinking the way you were looking, I just thought, we got no shot now.
No.
It's. I mean, like, what? I can't believe it. This battle, this great game, and our guy goes out, and we've got a guy. I don't even know who it is at the moment.
We didn't know his name. I didn't even know he existed. I knew Jaquindon Jackson
was our
backup. Yeah. I don't know why it happened
said, but here he comes in.
Get stopped.
Props to you.
And then we had to punt it because he handed it off twice.
Yeah, he wasn't going to throw it that
well,
point.
Well, of course he did.
So that drive's done. Ohio State gets it, but here's the thing. They get the ball. They drive the ball. It becomes fourth down and four at the 38.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we hold them to fourth down. And four. So if they don't get the play,
we stop them.
Next play, Njigba. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
And it was right in front of us, dude.
They had two touchdown passes on fourth down. But again, even that touchdown pass, I don't care who's covering
it. It was
it can be the best corner from the NFL. It doesn't matter. The ball is placed so perfectly, and he gets this. I mean, it's on
his
shoulder.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. So you can't blame money. You just kind of put your hands up and go,
There's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do.
You just kind of go,
I'm just saying, dude, fourth freaking down. Okay, how about you just throw it just a little bit wide?
We have the
just
ball.
Just a little short.
A little short.
Our ball. The guy steps out.
If you watch it, it's so over his shoulder, he doesn't even see it coming. Hit him in the back of the head. Do something weird. But nope.
No,
it's touchdown.
All of it. Catch, throw, perfect. Catch, foot. Oh, Lordy.
Right in front of me.
Touchdown. And you just go, okay, well, that was swell. We got no quarterback, and now they're finally ahead.
And they're finally, for the first time in the game, they're leading, and we have a quarterback that in the morning has to wake up and go feed the hogs. Like, that literally is what we are dealing with.
Well, lo and behold,
Milford,
we move the ball with the help of a couple of pass interferences,
they were
but
legit,
they were.
Though.
Yes, they were.
Both of them were
legit. They were
legit. I don't want to hear anything about it.
So right around the two-minute mark, I think it was.
It was like with 1:51 left or something.
We're at
like
the 15, and he throws it.
Perfect pass.
Kincaid at the back of the end zone.
Perfect pass.
It was a perfect pass, perfect catch. So it went the other way. So right in front of us, the perfect play. The dude launches it in a perfect throw to Kincaid.
He went 2 for 2 and a touchdown in the Rose Bowl.
His first college touchdown is in the Rose Bowl.
He should just retire at this point.
Seriously.
Just call it a career.
Come on. Like,
it doesn't get better.
Who can ever say that? I wonder if that, I kind of want to know that. I wonder if that's ever happened before. A kid's first college football touchdown is in the Rose Bowl.
It was pretty amazing.
So,
but I'll tell you exactly, you know, exciting. What I was thinking? I was happy. I didn't celebrate.
No,
much.
Not with two minutes left, basically.
Because I looked up at the clock and I went 1:51.
They didn't even need 2 minutes. They need 2 seconds.
They needed 24 seconds.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's what, this will remind you what happened, though. We kicked off. They ran the freaking kickoff back to the 45.
Yeah.
They got the ball on our 45 with, how much time?
It's like a minute 38 or something.
Something
like
that. That offense that has been lighting us up, and all they need is a field goal to win, and our special teams lets them get to the 45.
Does what our special teams has done all year.
That play there. If we say we...
It wouldn't have mattered. I'll be really honest. No.
I don't know that it would have mattered. I mean, the way
if they...
If they
started at 25-yard line, it wouldn't have mattered.
How about making them go from the...
I mean, sure.
Dude, you can't say that. From the 45 versus the 20?
Okay. What is that, a 25-yard difference? They got down to our 2-yard line.
They don't have much time left.
You can't
they had one
say that,
freaking
though,
timeout.
When they've had multiple drives that were 2 plays.
I get it. Seriously, you can't see the difference between having the ball at the 45 and the freaking 20?
Sure.
I don't know. It would have
been great
changed.
If they started at the 25-yard line. But when the second I saw how much time was left, I just went, unless we can somehow, we had not got any pressure on their quarterback, number one. Their O-line did a phenomenal job. And then, yeah, our secondary was so depleted that it was just like a miracle.
It needed to be a miracle. Something weird, some screw up, some something.
Strip sack,
make them go 80 and not 55.
But with a field goal, all they need to get was to our 30 and they would have had a great chance.
Better than at the 19.
Of course it is, but I don't. I just think with that offense, it
there's no way, way of knowing, but they had one timeout left and the whole freaking field to goal. That gives you a better chance to put in OT.
Of course it does.
Oh, bottom line. Can you imagine if that had gone to OT?
We would have lost.
Can you imagine? The thing is, though,
we had a freshman quarterback.
To have that dude throw a touchdown and put us in this position, and we give it to him on the 45.
Yeah.
You're just going, are you kidding me?
Yeah. And it was very deflating because at that point, it was like all they need now is 30 yards.
Yeah, and they did what they did and got to the 19. The guys missed one field goal all year. Boom, bang, game over.
You know what, though? Bernard was this close to blocking it. I'm not kidding. I've watched that replay.
Bernard.
Yeah, it was that happens, but half a step. He would have. He was so close to blocking that. That another credit to that dude, that he was on field goal block. And he gave everything in that game, and we just came up that short. There were plays on both sides of the ball that could have, should have, would have. Dang, I would have loved to have won that game. But dang, it was a really good football game, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, as it was. It was fun to watch, but just, you know, you wish a couple of those things
a fourth down conversion. Or they don't get one of those fourth down conversions.
Right.
Or Rising doesn't go head first into the turf.
If would, could, should. I mean, I get it all. I get it.
I think Keithy's injury was the first half, if I'm remembering it right. And
I can't remember exactly.
I know he did come back and play. He was not
himself.
The same. And if you remember in the first half.
The first half because I remember I was talking to Bird and he said in the locker room, they are giving him so many injections.
He was so pissed too. And he was catching the ball. He was doing everything. I think with him not being 100%, I think that was one of the things that very much affected the second half in that our offense wasn't going the way it was in the first half.
We were shredding them in that, like, the quick hit game between Covey and then our tight ends. We were they turn around 6 yards, boom, and then they would gain another 12 yards. Right. And with Keithy being hurt.
And I'm glad he still went out there and played, but he wasn't. Yeah. The same when your ankle is the way it was.
Yeah, if you've had an ankle injury and you're trying to make cuts on it, it doesn't work.
You know, and then with Rising going down, what can you do? What can you do with a freshman quarterback? I very much give props to Barnes for going in there and doing what he did.
He had a better QBR than anybody else that played that game, so suck on that.
Thing is, okay, we lost, and there it was. That's how it all played out. Congrats to Ohio State because they made plays, man.
Yeah.
Here's the reality. I know they had, you know, they're young receivers, but they're fast, dude. Speed does kill in football. And if you watch the game, I know we tried to adjust to it. And what would happen? And it's like we gave them a lot of buffer. We didn't press them a lot.
Well, yeah, if you press and you get beat.
And so they had these really quick slants, and still they just blasted by us. Their speed was a factor, and then with our inexperience and the stuff that went on with the secondary, they just exploited what was there once they figured it out, man. But they're fast, and, dude, Stroud's a player. He's a freaking freshman.
He was a Heisman Trophy candidate.
Congrats, man. And he made some throws, dude.
And that's the thing. As I was watching him, I went, yeah, this guy, there's no question he's a Heisman contender. And next year, Ohio State's going to be scary. They're going to be scary.
But that's the thing, you know, they were a very good team. They had to beat us in the last 30 seconds with a field goal. I mean, that's why I'm feeling the way I'm still feeling, is that I feel okay with it because.
Well, see, yeah, I agree. But I give full props to their win and the way they played, but we equally made.
Just as many plays.
As many solid first class plays. See, this is the thing. I don't know what everyone else thinks, but Utah should have been there. And this is Utah. Mm-hmm. They played like Utah football as it became. They could have won. This is Utah.
This is the team, and we've said this a thousand times.
I'm not surprised. No.
This is the team that we expected from the beginning. It took 3 or 4 games to figure this out. But once this team got rolling, I'm not surprised by how they played in the game. This was the team I expected them to play. They put up 226 rushing yards this game. I'm not surprised by that either. This is the team. What's really exciting is going forward, I think Utah is going to be ranked in the top 10 next year, have momentum. Utah gained a ton of national respect because of this game. People were tuning in going, shoot, Utah's a contender.
That's what I mean. We didn't get our butts kicked. We didn't get blown out. I mean, we talked about that last week where we said that was a possibility.
It was a possibility.
Of us getting just blown out. It was tied till the last 30 seconds. We went toe-to-toe with Ohio State.
Led for like 3 minutes in the entire
game. Just the end of the game.
Right. And unfortunately, things happened and we just couldn't get past the finish line. But
hey.
It was...
It was
awesome.
That's Utah. No surprise to me. No. You look at the stats. Ohio State gained 683 yards.
Oh my gosh.
That's insane.
Now Utah gains 463. That's a lot of yards, man.
Okay.
Is that the most yards we've
had? And we rushed for 226 or whatever.
Think about that.
463.
This is Utah football put up 45 points against Ohio State. This is a team that 5 or 6 years ago, we were scoring 10 points and putting up 67 total yards in a game. I remember going to a road game, and we threw, this was
a while ago, man.
Doesn't matter. We threw for like 17 yards in the game.
We had 463 yards.
With 460, this is...
But see, we had to. I mean, that's the thing. We had to. And the fact
and we were able
that
to.
We were able to and we did it and...
Against dudes.
This is what surprised me, though, is my view is if we could get over 200, we'd win the game rushing. Yeah. We had 226. It didn't quite happen. They only had 110, but I guess you don't need...
When you have 1,700 passing yards in one game.
Gosh.
Why run it?
I got it. You know, it was just a great game. I'm disappointed that a few of those plays didn't go our way, but we played our game. We could have won. We didn't. Or they did. So be it.
What was your favorite play of the game?
Favorite play of the game? At the time of the game, it matters, but I got to say, there's no way. The Covey thing is an amazing thing.
The kick return?
Yeah.
The kick return, the timing of it, because they started to roll, and I went, shoot. And then all of a sudden, he's just gone.
Yeah, he extended the lead again.
Yeah. What about for you?
Well, I was going to say the Covey return, just because in my head, I'm just going, he did it again.
He did it again.
And he did it in the Rose Bowl.
Dude, you know Bill Belichick's watching this game going,
He did it against Oregon, which was like one of my favorite plays of the entire season was that Oregon return. And then that was what was going through my head is like, he did it in the Rose Bowl.
Mine,
so exciting.
Mine was actually the rising touchdown run.
Yes. Because
it was
impressive.
It was fourth down?
Fourth down.
It was fourth down on our side of the 50. And from my angle, I could tell he got the first down. And then all of a sudden, he's just running on the sideline. And I like how he's kind of
freaking.
He spinned a little spin. And I like how he looks back. He kind of slows down a little bit.
Yeah. Rising is a big dude.
Big.
You know what?
Guy.
I don't like. When you first look at him, you don't think that.
Well, you don't think he's very athletic either when you look at him.
Like when you see him stand next to like Covey or something. He is a big, thick boy.
Thick boy.
Thick dude.
Yeah, that's a cool play. I get it.
That and then the B-2 bomber flying overhead.
Oh, sweet.
I had chills. I could have cut glass, Gary. It was like...
Sick.
That thing flew over and I just went,
flying wing.
That was the coolest thing.
My daughter, who's 6, was at the game with us and she could not believe that was an airplane.
How could it fly?
I go, she literally... During the game, she was making me pull up pictures of it.
And it came right over where we were. We were in the corner of the end zone. That was so sweet.
What's so cool about that is they do that for every Rose Bowl. They have a B-2 bomber fly over every Rose Bowl, and there's always that aerial picture. And it has the two teams' logos.
Yeah.
The B-2 And now forever and ever, there's a picture of Utah, Ohio State, and I am the little speck in that photo.
Well, have you found yourself in the, yeah, in the one picture?
I'm like this.
Yeah, you're in it. We, they you're can't blocked. See us.
I'm not. I can't see.
You're sitting down, probably getting blocked.
Blocked by the guy that would not sit down. The guy.
Did you have a guy in front of you that wouldn't sit?
The guy.
He was a dick.
Oh, here's the story.
I mean,
beep
Glenn,
it out.
Glenn.
Beep it out. Beep yourself out.
I didn't say dick.
No, here's
Wait, you
the
had
story.
A bad experience with
here's
people
the story.
In front of you?
So we were.
He was in the handicap.
Yeah.
Thing so on the.
He was in the ADA
walkway.
Seating. So we were at like
yeah,
right ADA. Above the concourse.
Yeah.
Seating.
Yeah, I know where you were sitting.
So there's this jackass. He gets the jackass award.
Okay.
We're
okay.
just going to give it to him.
Right now.
He's standing in the ADA seating.
Okay, which is
standing.
Four seating. Cause
standing. So I talked to the events,
yeah.
the event CMG guy. I was like, is that his seat? Because if you're standing in ADA, I don't really think you need ADA seating if you're standing there. And he would not sit down.
Was there a seat for him?
Yes. So, anyways.
Oh, that's like one of these, dude.
Infuriating.
He, and the with the angle that we were at, I couldn't see most of the field because he was blocking it. About the second quarter, he gets escorted out by police. Come to find out, here's the story.
Oh,
because the people
hear it.
In front of me knew the story. He claimed he needed ADA seating because he'd just gotten a tattoo and he couldn't sit down
That's
because it hurt too much. So then he had to stand in ADA seating, so, which I don't really understand. But they escorted him out and there was like six cops that had to escort the dude out.
Okay, but there's some more backstory to that. First of all, he had a pile of like 20 yes. beer cans.
Oh, so okay.
So he was liquored up. Let's say
he
that.
Was having a good time.
He's
just
having
a bit.
But he was bitching with some guys in front of him.
I did see that.
They were having something. That's why the cops
forth.
Were there.
Okay.
They so were you have just him like standing watching
and
him.
And cops standing there. And it was right in our line of view.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to look around
the whole
these
first half.
Yeah, that's really infuriating.
So finally he got kicked out. And there were women that then used the ADA seating for what it's meant for. A woman in a wheelchair was
oh,
actually
weird.
Sitting there.
Oh.
Anyways, I don't know how we got on that.
I don't know. Hey, how do you like my memorabilia, by the way?
You got some good stuff.
So
we went to an event and they gave us about 1,700 of these.
Yeah, that's a sweet towel.
It's
man.
Nice. I've already used mine.
This, does anyone out there, you can't, now those on, obviously on the pod.
You're not seeing
can't
this.
See, but those on
that
YouTube.
That you can go to California.
You can see that. That was my papers.
That was your vaccination proof.
My vaccination proof.
Anybody that went and got one of these wristbands, you will know that they were so hard to get off.
I needed a Bowie knife to get that baby
I
off.
I couldn't get mine off.
They tightened it so tight and you could not get it off.
And the beanie, dude, that beanie is sweet.
It's too bad it has this massive Pepsi logo on the back.
At least
though.
It's red,
That's
though.
All right. Pepsi's okay because that's Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
that's
Gary,
true.
Gary likes Pepsi.
But a nice hat. There's my lanyard for the tailgate, which was
hopefully
fun.
All of you.
The tailgate was fun. But I'm deaf out of my right ear because the band was so effing loud.
Oh.
And then we have.
Is that a souvenir?
That's a souvenir. So because we got up like at 4 o'clock in the, we got up like at 4 o'clock in the morning to get out of there.
Yeah.
See, I don't know why you guys did that. I flew on the Thomas Orthodontics private jet that they sent to us.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
How he said, I don't know where you two were.
Next uh-huh. year,
but
Thomas.
I flew on the jet. It was caviar and strippers the whole way.
You can't. I almost spit my water out. You can't say strippers. I wasn't prepared.
What's wrong with the word strippers? They were very nice young ladies. No, in all seriousness, we woke up at 4:30, which
oh
was actually
gosh.
Probably the best idea ever because we
know,
beat all the traffic.
Utah fans, I hope everyone got home safely.
At one point, there was a 2-hour line at that little intersection
that no one's
after
doing
Mesquite.
Anything on.
And no one was doing anything on.
No. Well, it was a Sunday.
So what?
Get it done.
Figure it out.
And I hope Utah fans
Nevada.
That none of you got pulled over by the 50,000 cops that were between St. George and Beaver.
That was a world record.
50,000, I think.
There were so many cops.
So many
but
cops.
I never saw a single person pulled over. Every time I passed one of the cops, he was just doing stuff on his laptop. So I think they were just there as a scare tactic.
I bet they pulled some
Which was
over.
Ridiculous because you couldn't speed anyway because there were so many freaking people.
Going back to game day, I mean, we talked about this last week that we've been to the Rose Bowl Stadium before and done the whole experience, parked on the golf course, all of that. Obviously, this was to a different magnitude. And I know, Utah fans, we gave you the advice to show up very early. Some of you did not listen.
You should have listened to us,
and
people.
And you got stuck in the traffic lines. You got stuck in the security lines.
Those security lines were ridiculous.
They were insane.
Which was ridiculous because I had a diaper bag and the guy didn't even look inside of it. He's like,
"You couldn't take diaper bags."
No, if you have kids, you can take a diaper bag with you, which I did. And then he was like, it beeped and I went through and he goes, "You have anything in there?" And I was like, "No." And he's like, "Okay." He didn't even look inside of it.
Here's the amazing part. We got out of there in 20 minutes. I don't know how.
Maybe you did.
You did because your husband is a...
No.
I say, Jesse.
This is...
Jesse, we're talking before we go.
This is before the game.
I go, look,
I'm in Gary's car.
I was already gone.
We'll just follow you so we can park close together. I said, we'll just follow you.
Okay.
He pulls out. Okay, pulls out. I didn't see him.
We didn't see him for 2 hours.
I didn't see him. Next thing I know, he gets like...
Well, you know where you're going.
In behind... I know where we're going. Where we're going. The thing is, it would have been nice to be with him because somehow he went in behind a bus.
Something.
They brought him in... Like primo spot, so we ended up having to.
I get a text message that says I'm parked here, and I'm going. We're still 45
stuck
minutes
in a freaking line
before we can.
So
get
thanks, Jesse.
Nice
thanks
job, buddy.
For waiting for us, man.
Hey,
I follow you. Okay,
I wasn't there.
God,
I don't know how
freeway.
He got. I mean, we still had to. They parked us very far away, but it was like the very back of the golf course. So then we exited out that way.
That poor golf course
into some little neighborhood, and we were at the hotel in 20 minutes.
I gotta say, so I've been to the Rose Bowl when they played. UCLA.
UCLA.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there during the Rose Bowl, looking around going, how is this the same stadium? Yeah. How is this the same environment? It's the same stadium, but the vibe was, it was night and day.
Well, because there was actually an exciting game going on that actually matters.
But the atmosphere, the energy, the pregame, it just... Night and day. Two different worlds.
What do you think percentage-wise of Utah to Ohio State fans were there?
70, now that we, 75 to 25 Utah fan.
It's something like that. I don't know.
I mean, really, the only basis was the
70-30
noise that you could base it off of because we're all wearing the same colors.
70-30, I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, there was a section of Ohio State fans, but when Covey returned that kick, that place shook.
Yeah.
That place shook.
They've said that the press box was shaking.
Which is funny because the press box was on the Ohio State side of it.
Yeah.
So if it had been on the other side, it would have come down.
Well, and at the end, too, when we were on defense, you could tell how loud it was. And in that Utah Athletics video today, it's behind Stroud, and it's showing the Muss doing the third down jump. That's a really cool
part. It's a cool part. If you haven't watched the video, it's online.
All right, let's wind down. Look, like what Bryn said, we will... We're going to do some more pods here. There's other stuff to be talking about. We'll get into some of the NFL playoffs, I'm sure.
We got a lot.
We can talk about
players coming
the future, players coming back, just some portal stuff. Things will manifest. We'll talk about that. But let me, going out, though, I want to ask three things.
Yeah. I love this.
So what we did before was the yes, no, maybe so questions of a couple ago. I've got three.
Okay.
This one we had, I can't remember even how I answered it, but let me ask you this after the Rose Bowl. So yes, no, maybe so. Is Covey making an NFL team?
Yes.
You know what? Yeah. After the Rose Bowl performance, he's going to make a roster.
I was a yes at this question before. I'm still a yes.
Yep.
I think I was a maybe so.
I was a yes, but I'm even a more firm.
But
yes.
After watching that game, he scored a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. On a receiving touchdown.
Perfect little slot. Thing, and then a kickoff in that setting, there's got to be a team or teams that want to bring this guy in to give him a shot. And I thought the exact same thing. Belichick, dude, this is Belichick.
That's perfect.
Guaranteed. Belichick's going. What?
No. Even
prophecy
better.
Going on here.
Even better.
He's going to the Patriots.
Even better. Go to Tampa.
I hate the Patriots.
Go to Tampa with Tom Brady because Brady's going to play for another 5 years.
No.
Oh. Can you imagine?
I mean, it would be nice if it was, but for long term, dude.
But Covey's going to be special teams guy.
Why?
He's an Edelman.
He's an Edelman. He's perfect for the Bill Belichick system.
I
hate the Patriots though.
I do too. But I freaking love Covey. I'll cheer for him. So
I just think he is going to make a team.
Yep.
Okay.
I think he earned his way.
Okay. So yes, no, maybe so. was Ohio State as good as you thought they were going to be going into the game? Yes, no, maybe so. Bryn.
Yeah. I thought they were going to be better.
How can you be better? You
can't. I know. They set so many records.
Okay.
I think I thought more that they would blow us out, but they were as good as...
They were as good as I expected them to be. I mean, offensively, they were ridiculous. I would argue that that was the best offensive team we've ever played.
Oh, yeah.
Ever, period. Whoa. I mean, statistically, yeah, it shows, but that could be the best team we've ever played.
We don't face teams like that ever.
I mean, I don't know. But the question is, yeah, it didn't surprise me. I thought that's who they would be.
Yeah.
So,
I was impressed, though, to be quite honest. They made some plays that I just went, wow.
I expected it. I was hoping they wouldn't. So when it actually manifests,
same.
I just go, okay. I mean, they're doing what I figured they were going to do. I was just hoping they wouldn't. So, okay, that was that one. Yes, no, maybe so. Will Utah make it to the Rose Bowl next year?
No. Go to the playoff next year.
So you being serious, you're going on record?
Yeah.
Is he going on record?
I am. I'm going on freaking record right now.
Jeez.
Utah is going to the playoff next year.
Top four team?
Top four.
Top four team.
Yeah, I am. Because, oh my gosh. I'm going to die. They have
the top four team.
The top four. By the way, for those on YouTube, he put up the number three and said four.
Here's what are you?
It's so dumb. Here's the Utah, for the first time in I don't even know how long, we've got so many guys at that key position. Quarterbacks, running backs, tight ends. Defense is gonna be better. I think Utah is gonna be better than they were last year.
Okay, we'll get into this.
And we'll get into it. We're gonna do more pods on this. But I think that the playoff is a very, very real
So he's a yes on that.
No, I mean, no. They're going further.
I can't say yes. I'll pull the Gary and say maybe so.
I hate the maybe
so. I know. It's lame.
It's a cop out.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I can't say
yes.
That
isn't a cop out.
That's such a hard thing to do.
Oh, maybe they'll do it. Maybe they won't.
Maybe.
Okay, what do you think?
I'm a maybe so.
Okay.
The maybe so isn't a cop out. It's saying, yeah, there's a real chance, but this is not an easy road to go down.
Oh, no. It takes one injury.
You got to win.
Bad game.
You got to win the South. Win the
USC is going to be really good next year.
You got to win the Pac-12 again to go. It's a tough thing. Yeah, I'm optimistic. That's why it's a maybe so. It's like I could go, no, this is just a freak season. All our players are gone, and there's no way we're going back. I am very optimistic. But I don't think it's a slam dunk by any means, just because it's a tough.
I hope we get to.
Anyway, that's where I'm at.
Because now I know
how
to do it, how to plan for it again.
Yeah, number one, fly. Number two, do not take my children.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was.
Exactly.
I had to. So those are the two. Here, final one. Gary, I want record of Gary saying
this. Is this a yes, no, maybe so?
Yes, no, maybe
and
so.
And I got one. I've got one final question.
Okay, but
Don't look at my notes. That's cheating. You did that at school. Don't do that.
Yeah, I still failed everything. I want record from Gary right now. Will Devin Lloyd be a first-round draft pick? After everything. After it all. Because you were pretty strong.
Yes, he was.
I want to
know. Yeah, that's a yes, no, maybe so, isn't it?
That's a yes, no.
So you're giving me a no. We're doing yes, no, maybe so.
If you say maybe so, I walk out right now.
Because you said no last time.
Yeah, I said he'd be in the second round.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so not the first round.
That's what he's asking. has your answer changed?
The second round. In the second round. Let's hear it.
It's like around children, isn't it, Bryn?
It is. I feel like I'm just home around my kids fighting all day long.
I'm a maybe so.
No.
He can't do it. All right. You're done.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
I can't believe you still don't think.
No, I think he'll go in the first round.
So then your answer is yes.
The answer is yes then. That's how that works.
He's going in the first round.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so hard. What's your last question?
And then finally, Georgia or Alabama, who wins it all?
Don't care.
Freaking A.
Don't care.
I hope Georgia, but I really don't
care. I love college football. I will not watch the game.
What a joke. What a joke those two playoff games were.
Don't care.
Those were the biggest jokes.
Even our Ohio State people, I'm sure, watching us. And thank you for watching and listening and your comments. Most were really great. Thank you. Cheers. Congratulations. You get. I'm sure our Ohio State fans, I'm sure even the Zoobs that still listen to us, nobody can be happy about SEC freaking championship game again.
No, Alabama's going to beat them.
Georgia and Alabama, it's the same. This is what's bad about college football.
Effing year, it's the same thing. So I literally do not care.
Well, I don't really care, but who do you think's going to do
Alabama's
it this time?
Win it. There's no way. I'll be shocked if Georgia wins it. First of all, they already got blown out in the SEC championship. And then second of all, this is Georgia. Every year they do this, and then they fall short.
Nobody's going to watch it.
I think Georgia's doing it. I'm going Georgia.
I'd be thrilled if Georgia won.
I don't think so. I think Alabama.
Only because I can't stand. I mean, I think everybody can come together
and hate
on this.
Nick Saban.
But it's just both an SEC teams, man. It's
so everybody can come together and hate on, that it's two boring teams, that they've already played each other, and nobody cares.
No one cares.
Before we are done, I know we're on our time, but obviously, end of season, we've said it a million times, just what an amazing, spectacular season this has been, the ups and the downs. And I do have to say, we've done the moment of loudness in Rice Eccles. We've now done it in Allegiant. We did it in the Rose Bowl Stadium.
That was also very cool.
That one in Rose Bowl Stadium, I mean, I've teared up at almost all of them. I was like full on tears. That's just me. But there was something really, really cool about it. So the day after the game when we were driving home at 4 a.m.
4:30 in the morning, stopping at
that was fun.
Gas stations that no one has ever stopped at.
That was real fun. We posted on our Instagram to just ask you what you want to say to this Utah team. So we just want to read a few of these. Lucas P. said, thank you for the most incredible season I've ever watched and my first Rose Bowl. So yes.
Cheers.
Cheers. Sarah Heinhold said, I just want them to know how proud of them I am. I didn't even care that we lost because I know they put it all out there. She also hoped that Cam was all right because at that point.
So update on Cam. He's doing okay. He's doing good. He's himself. He's doing fine.
Yeah. Brenna Hill said, you all fought the good fight and should be so, so proud of where you went this season. Thomas Orthodontics, thank you for a great season. I'm really excited for the future. Wendy Russin, we are incredibly proud of these young men. Each one of them contributed to an incredible year.
True.
And then CFB Utah, we love you so much. You guys inspired everyone in the state, which I think is absolutely true. I honestly think everyone was cheering for Utah.
Yeah.
I really do think that.
Some losers that didn't, but they're losers.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But you're right. This team, of all the teams I've ever cheered for, there's just something emotionally, you're just connected with these guys, and you appreciate everything they did.
Great run, man.
It's the Utah football family. We've all felt it this year, and it is sad that it's over. I know, the post-game Covey got very emotional, and Lloyd is the same way, and it is. So, such an amazing year. I'm so glad we got to be a part of it. I know.
So, you saw, and some people who are on, obviously, on Utah football fans, you saw the picture I posted of, I was at the open house at the stadium before the season even started, I'm there with family and with my little grandson Milo, and that picture is taken of us
in the field,
looking across the field, and you're there before the even season, and so you're talking and thinking and anticipating what it's going to be. And so when I looked at that picture from what it was that day, and a lot, I know the people who went to that open house and saw the completed stadium for the first time, just thinking about it to where we are right now and what happened this whole year, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thanks to Witt. Thanks to the players. Aaron and Ty, I know they're with us. The whole freaking thing was just an unbelievable ride, and it's been great. Hope we can keep this thing going.
Yeah. Yeah, and like you mentioned, going forward, we're going to do some more of these. We're working to get with some players both that are coming back and some players that are going to the NFL to do some interviews so we can kind of get some insight on this season, that sort of thing.
Can
as
Devin
well.
Lloyd come do it in person?
Okay.
Can we invite him to the bunker?
Sure.
Do you think he'd come?
No.
Oh, probably not.
Don't dash my hopes and dreams.
I think he's got bigger things to worry about.
I know.
Than coming to the bunker? Yeah. This is the place to be. Who wants to come?
Yeah, you know what?
Anybody. Who wants to come into the bunker?
Come to the bunker.
Everybody. You can sit around. We'll get out the table.
I'll do the long table. Like
we'll
we
get
did
the
with,
long table
with
out.
Bird.
Like we did with Bird.
He touches the ceiling with his head. He's so freaking tall. But,
all right. So well, anyway. What a great game.
Good season.
Congrats, Utes. Great season. Great game. A little short, but hey, success. That's how I see it.
It was amazing.
Great year.
All right.
Go, team, go.
Got to get one of the mini helmets with the Rose Bowl logo.
Yes. Oh, can I get it?
There's
gonna, mini helmet?
That's the rumor.
I'll get it.
Get it. This mini, too.
Blocking my face.
Baby.
Yeah. You know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.